Dakota SA has released an election wish list, or platform if you prefer. Their Chief Executive, Jane Musserer, joins me now. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jenny.
So this is basically what you're asking either the state government or the future state government to do next year, some priorities for older people in South Australia, right?
Yeah, as we all know, there's an election, a state election on the 19th of March next year. And we wanted to have a platform out with plenty of time for them to consider. There are 7 priorities and 18 recommendations. We've been all over the state collecting background for it, and so the platform is now out. And we're now pushing it out to the politicians and asking what is it they're going to do to focus on older people if they, have the opportunity to be elected.
Ageing in country SA is a really big one.
Yeah. So we've led with that this time. More than a quarter of older South Australians don't live in Adelaide. They live outside Adelaide. They love living where they're living. That's what they tell us. They are not looking to live anywhere else. But our regions, we need to do some better planning in our regions if we're going to have the infrastructure for them to be able to continue living in their own homes and living in their own communities. So, we've asked an incoming state government to develop a rural ageing strategy. We've asked that it be really practical, that it focus on housing and employment and digital inclusion, transport solutions, health solutions, aged care solutions, workforce solutions, if you like. Because otherwise we will have people living in the communities they love, but with diminishing opportunities to take part, and that's no fun. That's not a good life.
And that's something that's come out of COVID as well, isn't it? There's been much more emphasis on trying to keep young people in the workforce, which makes logical sense. But then that would add to the ageism and the challenges a lot of older people face when they're trying to get work and contribute to society.
So one of the things we hear from people is people who haven't lived in country South Australia all their lives, one of the reasons they move there has often been to chase work or because housing is cheaper. But we also know that, of course, as we get older, people are less and less likely to look at us for employment. So we would love some of the effort that we're putting into bringing younger South Australians back into the workforce. We would love that kind of effort also being put into older South Australians who are looking to return to work. And trust me, we need it. There are lots of opportunities in our regions for employment in a whole range of industries. So we'd love a focus on employment in our regions. And, older people love the focus on younger people. So I don't think this is an either or. We're going to need both older and younger people in our workforce.
And you mentioned health before. I think regional communities are really worried in particularly more remote areas, even just in, a little bit outside of Murray Bridge. People are struggling with emergency departments shut. That's something that I understand is a big one for you and your platform for Coda SA in the lead up to the election.
Yeah, so when we talk to people about, what makes life good as they age, health is a high priority. So both proactive opportunities to stay healthy, but also the help you need from GPs are really important, but also hospitals and specialists as they're needed. And as with aged care, one of the big struggles in our regions is getting the workforce, a health workforce that can support local communities. And so we think that's some of the forward planning that we need to be doing.
How would you propose that state governments tackle ageism?
So we're really interested in this because most people, when in the first conversation you have with them, you ask about ageism and most people don't relate to it. It's not a, they say, no, people are nice, whatever. And it's only when you probe around a bit and they realise that, for example, a visit to a GP or a conversation with somebody about their health starts always with at your age. Well, of course, at your age, you might not want to do anything. And so it locks down, people don't get the information they need to make decent decisions about their health. Or people talk to us all the time about employment decisions being made, particularly older women, being made not on the basis of their skills or merit, but on the basis of the fact that they're, you know, often an older woman or an older person trying to return to the workforce or trying to ramp up their work. And so then it is when we unpack it that it becomes more obvious. And, you know, I guess what we're saying to state government is, you know that ageism is a problem. You've conceded that in your plan for ageing well. It won't go away on its own. Sexism didn't go away on its own, hasn't gone away on its own, and neither has racism, and ageism is in much the same category. We've got to do more to make it a much more people more conscious of what they're doing when they're making judgments about age.
And another thing that some people might struggle with is accessing all these digital platforms these days. You want the state government to consider this more meaningfully, perhaps.
Yeah, so we know that older people are less likely to be digitally included. They may do some things online, but it is a real struggle very often to keep up with a variety of digital applications and processes. And we know that access is also more difficult outside Adelaide. So there's a bit of a triple jeopardy going on. There's an age barrier, there's a regional barrier, and of course in some regions there's also a barrier because, you know, connectivity is not as good as it should be. And so we've asked for two things to happen. One is that for people to be able to interact forever on non-online platforms, that, you know, it is, we can't migrate entirely to online platforms when that leaves a whole lot of people out. And the second thing is that we continue to put effort into bringing older people online when they want to get online. And that's going to take some imagination and some work. You know, those people who could easily get online have now got online. Now it's time to pay some attention and be imaginative about how we do that for harder to reach people.
And Jane Musserad, speaking of people who are online, you have a new podcast, I hear.
We do. So we're absolutely thrilled. Last Friday, we launched Voices on Ageing. And it's a series of six conversations with older people who, for one reason or another, their lives came unstuck. So for several of them are people well into their 80s and 90s. So, you know, a health event, a loss, some COVID, other things have gotten in the way of them getting on with their lives. And you know, so they got themselves into a rut. And the Voices on Ageing podcast series is their story about how they pulled themselves out of it.
Great.
And it's terrific. We'd love people to dial onto wherever you find your podcasts, look up Voices on Ageing.
Fabulous. Well, all the best and thanks for your time today, Jane.
Thanks, Jenny.